You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by the MLB.com Shop.
This is MLB.com Extras, Minnesota Twins edition. I'm Anthony Cashman, joined by Rhett Bollinger, talking about the improved Twinkies as we look into 2015. Now, Rhett, you've missed the last couple of these podcasts. You've been a world traveler out in Europe, London, Berlin, Copenhagen, Barcelona. Are people there excited about Paul Molitor taking over the Twins?
Yeah, they're really excited over there in London. They love their baseball. But funny, though, at least another trip after that, though, after going to Europe, was going on Twins Caravan.
Yeah.
We went all the way through, you know, South Dakota and southern Minnesota. And at least there, they're very excited about Paul Molitor, but not so much in Europe.
What were some of your takeaways from that? I mean, the Twins Caravan is a great event. As you mentioned, it goes all over the region. And I know you get to spend a lot of time embedded there with Molitor and the like and some of the players. And what were some of your takeaways from that as far as what people are talking about for the coming season as we get closer to spring training here?
Well, this is the fourth time I've gone on Caravan, and I think this is kind of the one where they're probably the most optimistic. Maybe the first one after 2011, they were also optimistic because they were kind of coming off a bad year, but before that they'd been so good. But the last couple ones, you know, the turnout wasn't quite as good. Seems like this one's a little better turnout. Fans are more excited, obviously, some new changes. Obviously, Paul Molitor being at the top. The Caravan I was with was Ryan Dozier was part of this one. Fans obviously have definitely taken a liking to him. Jack Morris is on this one as well. He's a broadcaster with the team now, but obviously a former Twins great and a reminder of that 1991 World Series championship. So I think there's a little more optimism from the fans just because the signings of Torii Hunter, that kind of thing. I think we saw a lot of that buzz, too, just that Twins buzz, too, over the weekend with all the players in town 2 weekends ago. I think that was kind of a lot of buzz, too. So I think there's just a little more optimism, but I think the fans also know they're kind of just ready to see some results, too. I think that, obviously, the last 4 years, the way they've gone, the Twins just kind of want to – Twins fans just kind of want to see their team improve, and so far they really haven't seen it yet, but I think this offseason has given them a little bit more hope for the future.
I know at some point in there, I don't know if it was part of the Caravan or just separately, but a couple of St. Paul guys getting together for lunch, Joe Mauer and Paul Molitor, and it had to be an interesting – you'd like to be a fly in the wall for that conversation. I mean, obviously Molitor probably has a lot of great advice for Mauer at this stage of career. You know, he's entering the later stages of his career and trying to prolong his productivity and stay healthy. But that dynamic between those two, I know Mauer has great respect for Molitor. You know, what do you expect out of those two, of that working relationship, and your expectations for Mauer for 2015?
Well, it's kind of interesting talking to Molitor at the winter meetings. He told us that he was going to talk to Mauer, probably sit down and get lunch or coffee or something before they went to spring training. And sure enough, about the week before Twins Fest, a couple of weeks ago now, they sat down and had lunch in St. Paul and kind of hashed over what to expect for the year. I think Molitor, like you said, also kind of gave him some advice because we know Molitor played until his early 40s, and now Mauer's already into his early 30s here. So I think they're trying to give him some pointers on kind of how to stay healthy, how to stay, you know, as a top hitter in your late 30s, which is something that Mauer kind of struggled with last year. Obviously got injured there, had the oblique injury down year in his first year at first base. But I think the Twins are pretty confident that he'll bounce back. I don't know if he'll ever get back to that, you know, MVP-type level. But just given his track record, you know, the way he's always been such a good offensive player, even 2 years ago before he had a concussion, he's still putting up pretty good numbers. So I think the Twins are definitely hopeful he'll kind of get back to his old ways at least a little bit, continue to be on base a lot. His defense at first has definitely really improved. And his relationship with Molitor should help. I mean, they really know each other really well. I mean, both being from St. Paul, Mauer saying he met Molitor for the first time when he was a teenager. So he's known him for a long time. I knew him throughout the minor league system. So it's going to be a good voice to have in that locker room, to have Molitor, a guy that everybody respects, a Hall of Famer. And Mauer's kind of more of a quieter guy, isn't going to be really the leader, but they have Torii Hunter now to kind of be that vocal guy. So I kind of think those are kind of the big three guys in that clubhouse, as well as maybe Glenn Perkins, who's kind of the veteran guy too as well. But I think Molitor will kind of be that lead voice, and we'll have Mauer and Hunter kind of be those veterans behind him.
Okay. You mentioned Mauer's defense and improving at first base. I know Molitor is really stressing the importance of the defensive end and base running. And Twins, for a long time, had a reputation as one of the game's great defensive teams and just being pesky overall. It sounds like, in a lot of ways, Molitor wants them to get back to that kind of mentality.
Yeah, absolutely, because last year the big thing with the Twins was defensively they really definitely struggled. I mean, their outfield defense was definitely one of the worst in baseball, according to a lot of the advanced metrics. It didn't help that obviously they had some guys like Josh Willingham out there, other guys playing on a position out there. I mean, Danny Santana helped his own center, but he's a shortstop. I mean, they had Chris Colabella got some reps in the outfield, primarily some of these guys that are gone now. So the defense should be better. I mean, the infield, we've seen Maurer get better at first, Scott better at third. We'll kind of see how Santana does if he's going to be the everyday shortstop. We know Dozier's done pretty well. And Hunter, I guess the big thing with him is those kind of his advanced metrics. Don't like his defense now. He's kind of getting a little older, but the Twins scout still saw enough of him to think that he can stick in right field. And, have Texas as a natural center fielder back there. So I think the defense should be better. But I think the big thing with Mauer is just kind of the positioning. He's really into kind of the shifting positioning. I think he said one of the first things he's going to do is work on all his footers about better positioning. And then at base running, he's going to be a big target for him to kind of work with some of these young guys like Danny Santana and Hicks and Escobar and some of these guys that are speedier and kind of help him with the base running.
Yeah. One big news item from our perspective for the Twins in the past week was Byron Buxton once again topping MLB.com's prospects list, and deservedly so. Very talented kid, even though coming off of a very rough injury-plagued 2014 where he didn't get to take the field much. So I guess he didn't help or hurt his stock much on the field this past season. But at some point, he certainly hopes to stop topping our list and actually be in the big leagues. From talking to people at the club, Red, I mean, how realistic is it that I know he's going to start off in Double-A this year. How realistic is a big league call-up for Buxton in 2015, do you think?
Well, I think it's realistic. I mean, Terry Ryan, GM, said recently at Twins Fest and on Caravan that he thought that both Buxton and Byron Buxton would be up at some point this year. Likely September is probably the most likely time. So definitely, chances. I think with Buxton, it's just going to be one of those where he has to stay healthy. And obviously, yeah, he's there at Double-A. The Twins in the past really haven't been afraid to have their top prospects jump play all together. They did it last year with Kenny Vargas, jumped up right from Double-A, and obviously fared pretty well in the second half. Obviously, Joe Mapp way back in the day, they had him jump Triple-A. So they're not afraid to do that if Buxton and or just continue to dominate in the minors play. The Twins could jump them right into, the majors maybe in September. I think that there's definitely a chance of that. I think that the Twins ideally would like to get the snow up here, at least get their feet wet, and then maybe have them be regulars in 2016. But there's definitely a chance, and I think that the big thing for both of them is just getting healthy. I mean, Buxton coming off of a lot of, kind of injuries that maybe are a little bit fluky, but the wrist injury and the concussion and the collision, that kind of thing, a broken finger and another diving play. They're hopeful it's kind of just flukes. He can be healthy, productive. Same with Snow coming off Tommy John. His rehab's gone great so far. I think there's definitely a chance we see both of them up here in the majors in 2014 or 2015.
And Sano was 11th on our top 100 list. Twins had five guys on that list total. Shifting gears, one last thing here, Rhett. Just, again, you got to interact with a lot of guys on the team, and one of those guys was Tommy Malone, who had a small tumor, a benign tumor, removed from his neck, but that's scary stuff for anybody to deal with. And, here's a guy who I know we talked about the time that the Twins acquired him as a guy who could make a big impact on that staff. Could be a nice buy-low addition there midseason. That didn't pan out so well. He had a rough last couple months of the year, but from talking to Malone and what he's been through this winter, what are your expectations for him now going into spring training?
Like you said, scary thing. I mean, obviously last year, late in the year, he struggled a little bit and didn't really figure out why. He kind of said that it was inflammation in his neck, and then sure enough, it kind of kept lingering even after the season. He didn't know what was going on. So he went and saw a specialist in Beverly Hills, and sure enough, they found a tumor in his neck that, at first it was kind of scary because he didn't know whether or not it was going to be, benign or malignant. Luckily for him, it was just a benign one they could just take out and it spread or anything like that. But still, when you hear you have a tumor, it's a scary thing. And so to have that kind of removed in December and be able to kind of get on his throwing program at the right time was a good thing. It's kind of get a catch caught early like that. But I think that he's definitely got a good chance to be the Twins' fifth starter. I think that's going to kind of be between him and Mike Telfrey. I think with Telfrey, the way he struggled the last couple of years, I think that Malone's got the leg up, and I think that Telfrey could move to the bullpen. I think that Alex Meyer and Trevor May, obviously two prospects we've talked about a lot, will be in that mix as well, but I think they're probably more likely to be a AAA. So I think Malone, has got a big spring training ahead of him. I think that his last year, you know, did pretty well with the A's, but struggled with the Twins. So he's got a lot to prove. And I think that, I think that now that he's kind of healthy, now he can maybe show the same kind of guy he was with the A's instead of the struggles he had with the Twins late last year.
All right, good stuff from Rhett, and catch him if you can. He's all over Europe. He's all over Minnesota on the caravan, and soon you'll be down in Fort Myers. That'll be a nice change of scenery, I'm sure, from the snow and cold here. So, Rhett, thanks for joining us, and thank you all for tuning in. This has been MLB.com Extras Minnesota Twins Edition.
Visit the official online shop of Major League Baseball at MLB.com/shop for the largest selection of authentic caps, T-shirts, jerseys, hoodies, collectibles, and more. Get your gear straight from the source, the MLB.com shop.